Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Absolutely incredible.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what. There's only one place that's got better vibes than the Golden State Warriors. That's 95.7 The Game right now. We got it going.
I'm on a high. Chemistry. I'm on a natural high. Seriously, Stoney, I didn't sleep.
How come?
Stop a little bit. Because we went to the public market in Emeryville thinking we were going to hang out with, you know, friends of the station, guys and gals and children. And Stoney, that place was thick. That means packed. And they just showed us love for the whole entire game. And I'm telling you, man, it ain't about ratings. It ain't about the Niners and the Warriors. We love them all, but it's about the people. And last night, Stoney, we were blessed. Like, I'm not going to forget last night. Shout out Rob Lowe, man. I don't know about you.
No, it was a great night. Great night. Thanks to everybody who was out there. And I'm gonna say 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to run down everybody that was out there, because I tried to keep track of everybody who came through just to say thank you. And I know I may miss a couple of you, but
I got you. I got a list.
I was, there
you
was.
You were touched. I was touched.
There were a lot of people there. So just a great time. But enough about us.
All right.
Warriors. Go ahead. Just go ahead, man.
There is no go ahead. It's Buffalo Springfield. Something is happening or may have already happened here.
Wow.
And I told you and Evan this. The vibes are so immaculate now watching young Jonathan Kuminga come back and just remind us, you know, he's a part of this team. He is explosive, right? And we were all waiting for something to go bad or, you know, we had a bunch of thoughts. And I know it's just one game, 48 minutes, four quarters. But Stoney, good God. I am so drunk and in love, shout out Beyonce, Stoney, with what the Warriors are doing. If somehow, let's just say they don't win it all this year, this thing is so locked and loaded moving forward to me, I'm not going to be mad in the sense that, Stoney, they still can go to the lab. This thing is not that old. And to watch all the people in one place believe again, because that's what it was. You keep leaving Dre open. You keep leaving Santos and Post and GP3 open. Stoney, you're going to pay for it, man. So I'm up here telling you and telling Evan and the listeners, I don't know where it's going, but it's good right now. And Stoney, this is the last part. I don't think they're overachieving. This is like just a natural evolution of bringing a guy like Jimmy Butler to the Bay. Now other teams got to pay.
Oh, did you do that on purpose?
It just came to my mind off the top.
Not bad.
Freestyle Friday.
Not bad. No, just as it relates to Draymond Green making threes and Gary Payton making some threes.
Woof.
They're gonna get threes the rest of the season.
And
because they have to. They have to get threes the rest of the season because you can't guard them out there.
Wow.
And still then pay attention to the big boys. So the Warriors absolutely take care of the Sacramento Kings last night.
130 points.
130, 104. And look, everything's clicking for the Golden State Warriors right now. There's no doubt about it. And couple things that I was just thinking about was, here's one thing that just hit home last night. And there were a million things, but I mean, Jimmy Butler could care less about statistics.
And man,
I mean, oh my gosh, this guy is like, he,
talk to me, man.
He just doesn't care about stats. One iota. And I was thinking about that. I was talking to some guys last night, at Public Market Emeryville about Butler. I get it. He's a forward. And sometimes he plays like a power forward. But I almost view him as a point guard, like an old-fashioned pass-first point guard, because
I like that.
I feel like he comes out and he doesn't try to get his right away. And he looks at the game and he assesses the game and he sees what's going on. And then he figures out what's needed, and then he goes to work in that area, whether it's defense, whether it's passing, whether it's moving the ball, whether it's defense, or whether he's got to start scoring. But his approach to the game,
I love it.
He's got a way of not floating and yet still letting the game come to him.
Can I give you a warehouse term?
Yeah.
He takes inventory.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
I'll give you a four for that. I'll give you a four for that, but you know what? Here's what, and we're gonna have a lot of fun today, because Goo wasn't in here yesterday. By the way, appreciate you coming out last night.
Oh, no doubt, man.
Seriously, yeah. I know you had a lot of stuff going on.
I had a funeral, yeah. And Stani, what did we talk about? You, Evan, and I. You know, funerals should be celebrated. It's a party, right? And that was my version of it. So I wasn't going to leave you hanging. And I am so glad, again, not to be redundant. Stani, I was touched last night. They could fire me today and walk me to that elevator, and last night will be remembered. We are people's friends. Just our voice, our convo. Kayla, 9 years old.
I know.
Remembered
that was sweet.
Our fight verbatim. And she was laughing. I go, young lady, you might want to, yeah, don't go this route. But to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9-year-old Kayla came out last night.
And
she was a little cutie pie, and she was out there with her family. It was fun. It was really a lot of fun. Oh, and by the way,
what do you got?
Steph Curry made his 4,000th three-pointer.
Man.
And why did you have to spoil it? With your text?
With my text.
About, well, really, he's had 4,500. Weren't you?
That was Evan.
Oh, that was Evan?
Yeah, right. I got the chef on my chest.
Oh, my
today.
Bad. My,
shout out Sheed at Warriors World Study. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Wow. Oh, so now you don't have venom towards Evan, huh?
Oh, no, I'm just getting
okay,
to it.
Okay, all right. That was easy.
So, in case you don't know, that was 4,000 regular season.
Yeah, threes. I mean, he's got like 620 in the playoffs. He got 4,000 3 years ago.
That's incredible. I wonder what he would say to that. Oh, man.
We started figuring out how many he could theoretically end up with.
Wow.
So let's just say he finishes this year with 4,000, I don't know, 200.
Yeah.
He could easily get to 5,000.
Easy.
And especially because he told us he wants to outplay his contract. So
yeah. I got to run this by you and Evan. We're up against it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first opponent he made his first career three-pointer against? I thought of you, too. I've been thinking about us.
I know it. Just because I saw the highlight.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, the better part last night.
Does Evan know? Evan, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Phoenix. It was at Phoenix. And it came off an assist from Andres Biedrich.
Who would know?
And they had him on the. They had Andres on the big screen.
Awesome.
And
do you guys know who set the screen to free Steph up for his first three?
This has to mean
now
something.
You're getting deep. Fitz.
I'm going David Lee.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Close.
Kalen Azubuki.
What?
Oh, don't you long for those days?
Man.
Don't you long for 32 and 50?
That was 50 pounds lighter.
No expectations. Yeah. Yeah, every win was a gift. It was never expected. But the Golden State Warriors, guys, they're rolling. Let's get into it.
Yep.
The one thing I was thinking, just to take everybody's temperature at this point, is where are you right now with this team? Are we at championship or bust? Is that where we're at? Do you like what's going on, but you still need to see more? And is there anybody out there that still isn't sold on what's going on? What do you think, Goo?
There can't be, but we're here for you. And I'll tell you something that's concerning me on the other side, partner.
Oh, I needed you to say a little more because I got to get my
reads. Look at Evan, he's like, get out!
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought 888-957-9570. It's going to be a fun day today. We'd love for you to join in. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call. Steph Curry hits his 4,000th regular season three. The Warriors win 130-104. Woo! And man, we are just We're feeling good today.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
We're feeling good. By the way,
it's payday.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all locking in, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you can feel it, but we certainly can. And we're now coming to you. It's going to be official Monday, but we announced it earlier. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio here in downtown San Francisco. And I couldn't be more thrilled with a brewing company sponsorship, quite frankly.
No doubt, Stoney. So laugh all you can. Partner is good, baby.
So the one thing I've realized is, you know, I'm a little older than a lot of our listeners. And so sometimes I use phrases that people aren't familiar with or they interpret in the wrong way.
Okay.
My mom,
Mary,
was always somebody that, you know, when things were going good, or well, I should say, she would say, "Maddie, you gotta get on your knees." Meaning, you've got to honor the great things that are happening.
Okay, I got it.
It literally, it means get on your knees and pray and be thankful.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, Warrior fans. You guys got to get on your knees. I mean, you got to be thankful for what's going on right now. Do you have any idea?
I love you.
How
man.
Lucky you guys are right
Phrasing.
Now. I know. Yeah. I knew it. Because we got a lot of immaturity here. We have a lot of immaturity.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're all in a good mood. You can laugh at me today.
I get you, partner.
But this thing, Steph Curry got here in 2009. Couple years, 2-3 years of ankle problems. And they win the title in 14.
Yeah, first one.
Dude, it's 10 years later,
Ooh.
And they still have action.
Man.
Look at the history of the NBA, and yes, you'll find teams that have had stretches similar to this, but Steph Curry and Draymond Green have been here for the whole ride, and...
Damn.
Just...
Appreciate.
Just appreciate it.
And that's why you didn't scoff when I told you, Stoney, you and Evan in the green room, and I mean it. Sometimes you guys look at me like, did he just say that? But it's like, for me to tell you this year may not culminate in a chip, your boy still would be happy. When have I ever uttered those words? But you know why? I remember where we were at, all of us, early in this season, Stoney. And I told the chef face to face, I said it, he was kind of despondent, you know? And we didn't know what was going on, so... Again, I want to give kudos to Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, who played with Butler, who had the cojones to be like, you know what? We need a change so bad that we're going to allow him to come to our culture, and it's going to be a positive as opposed to this thing blowing up. Just like the basketball part of this is not shocking me. It's like, why was he available? He didn't want to go to the Army. I heard that interview. I don't know if you heard it with Ramona Shelburne, starting with Willard and Dibbs. It was incredible. Her insight about why Butler didn't like the fit in or the military style. And we talked about it last night in Emeryville, Stoney. So again, I'm with you, partner, but I do got one thing that's on my chest I don't like about what's going on. Houston still, I'm getting greedy. There's still 3 games ahead of us. So maybe we are just destined for 6, and that's okay.
Somebody, as long as we're going the religion theme, what I know somebody out there knows this.
Evan
the one about, and then the curt things outside of your control and the wisdom to know the difference. Look at this. Everybody's like staring blankly into the
religion. Control.
No, I think it's a.
There was a lot of fill in the blanks in whatever you just said.
But you watch our listeners on one of these text lines. It's the Serenity Prayer. First of all, thank you, Icy Travels.
Wow,
the Serenity Prayer.
All right.
Go ahead and look it up, E, and I'll let you recite it. It's a beautiful verse.
Huh? Well, I would ask you if the Warriors had all this foresight and they knew that Jimmy Butler was going to be the magic potion and the elixir to cure everything, why didn't they just do this in November?
Because they thought that Melton, Slow-Mo, and Buddy and... Just that alone, Evan, there was no need. And they got up to a 12-3 start, and vibes were immaculate. We can't forget. So I would just counter that to Evan's points, Donnie, of why didn't they do this in November? And I got...
Well, I have an answer.
Was it this bad in Miami in November? Did they think they were going to be able to rectify the Jimmy Butler situation?
I have an answer, and even if it's wrong, I'm sticking to it. They wanted Kuminga back then.
The Heat needed Kuminga, and they thought they could maybe wait him out.
All right. And then it got, okay. God.
You about to,
Grant, this is how we got to approach the Houston Rockets.
All right.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
The
Houston Rockets, you'll have one. I think they have one more game against the Rockets. That one will be in your control. However,
I got you.
Rockets
had to let that go.
They're not in this one right now.
Wow.
The Rockets aren't in this one right now. All right. Let's.
Part of AA.
It is. It is. It's an Alcoholics Anonymous quote too.
We're here for you.
A couple things. Oh, by the way, there's a lot. 650, did Steiny get the company credit card from the Heegan yesterday?
I did not. Evan, it was so bad.
You know what?
You choked.
Well, I put some on mine, and it better be coming back to me in one.
What happened to getting his? I was waiting with my buddy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Skip said, you want one? I was like,
Skip.
Hey, Skip
bought me one last night, Skip, which I appreciated.
Skip is the man.
Also, I broke it out. I bought, six or eight drinks for some guys and women.
Yeah, man.
I had to. Come on.
Donnie, the love, the we're a part of people's lives, man. Whether
whether they want it or not.
You're right. Like, damn. They were like, hey, how's Noah? I'm like, who the hell is Noah? My pops. They remember.
So here's one of those things that's kind of funny. Well,
it is kind of funny to me.
We're at the thing last night, and it is funny. I just got reminded of it because someone sent a text to me, So I'm at the event last night, and I check my phone, and there's literally 20 messages different people.
Oh,
and of course your boy thinks, okay, I'll be honest. My first thought was, Yeah, everybody wants to say that interview with Curry was cool.
Oh, boy.
That was so cool, you and Curry.
Look at you.
And it's like, dude, I think you got hacked. Dude, your email got hacked.
Oh.
Dude, do you want me to sign up for an Amazon gift card? Steiny, what's going on with your email? What do you do when your email gets hacked? I have no idea.
And you asked me, I said,
I have no idea.
I'm drinking.
I have people from like 9 years ago I haven't talked to, and they're saying, hey, man, how you doing? Hey, what are you call? Yeah, here's
what did you end up doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I got back. You got a problem. I got back to the few people that actually texted me and said, did you do this? And I said, no, hacked.
But, you've had your Twitter hacked.
I know.
Your email hacked.
Yeah.
What else are you going to have hacked in the next 365 days?
Facebook's due next.
Not your bank account,
then
though.
Then Instagram. Yeah. I would think.
Yeah.
And,
as long as it's not your bank account.
Yeah. All right. Oh, by the way, I got to add this. And I know it's all Warriors, but that was a Zach LaVine special last night.
The Lord, he did not. Zach
LaVine special. Five makes, five turnovers, minus 34.
And he's played, Evan looked this up, he's played in one playoff series in his whole career. I'm not blaming him, but I'm not shocked. That backcourt violation, like, dude, how long you been in the league? This is not CYO. I'll say this, I wanted him, but the Kings got him. Good luck with that. He's just not a winning player, man. Some of his passes, he's just the 24-hour fitness dude. Ooh, he got hot. The ha-ha. But Steiny, he ain't got the dubs. No pun intended.
No.
This sucker.
Where's Priest?
I don't know. All right, let's get into it a little bit. Let's go. Let's start out with Spencer in Oakland.
The town.
What's going on, Spencer? How you doing, man?
Hey, folks. I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Steiny, just want to say I appreciate you reminding people to be thankful in good times. Not just make requests in bad times. So that's really great. And, you know, I was thinking back last night, like, when did this all start? Because, of course, they played the Stephen Curry first three. And what I remember, you know, speaking of being thankful, what I remember was 2012 when Jack threw a pass to Draymond Green in the paint against the Heat in Miami. I think it was December or January. And they won that game, and nobody expected them to win. And all of a sudden, people were like, wait a minute, this Warriors team is pretty good. Of course, we had a couple years left till we got to a title, but that was the beginning. I think that win right there against the big three of the Heat at the time was a really big deal. So that's what I know it wasn't really a Steph moment, but that's what I think of when I think of Steph had a great game. I mean,
right.
But that's what I think of when I think back. And speaking of, you know, finals or bust. I said this last time I called in, and I really don't think anybody's keeping OKC or the Heat, or not the Heat, the Cavs out of the finals, but the only chance you have is you put them in a close series with close games. They're blowing everybody out.
Right.
But if you can get those young folks in a close series, in a close game, maybe. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but maybe. Hey. The youth factor shows.
Hey,
I don't know
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the best part. Before Jimmy Butler got here, I felt like I knew what was going to happen. As it relates to that Heat game that gentleman was talking about, that's been referenced by the players here and there over the years, that win against the Miami Heat.
The big three.
I'd forgotten Jarrett Jack had thrown the pass. I want to say Draymond went back door and had a layup late.
Jack,
he makes it, and then they beat the Heat. And that was a big game. There's no doubt about it. As far as the players are concerned, they've referenced that game as one where something meaningful happened. It was before any of their titles, but it clearly was a game that gave them a lot of confidence. And the other thing that I remember about that game, and somebody talked about this also, was the celebration after the game by the Warriors.
I'm going to go fire that up.
And they were young. You know, they were younger. They had 13 years ago. Yeah, they had Jarrett Jack and remember Carl Landry?
Yeah.
I mean, they played well for the Warriors, those two guys, for sure. And they were part of getting this thing started, too. So, a lot of fun right now out at the Chase Center. And tomorrow night, they got the Knicks in town. You're going?
National TV, yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah, national TV.
Nice. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
He didn't pull up on us last Philmo night, Mike. But it's all good, Mike.
Yo, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Yes.
All that rest of that good stuff, man.
Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. You can't get fooled again.
Feel right. Me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, but look, I ain't gonna lie. I've been on this hike for about 2 months. I just, every time I call, I forget to mention this. Y'all need to start putting some respect on Buddy Hill's defense's name. Because I've been saying, I swear to God, I've been thinking about this for 2 months because everybody try to poo-poo his defense. Like, Buddy Hood, he don't play D if he missing. No, he's been playing excellent D. He keeps his man in front of him. He's bigger and thicker than you think he is. He got a wider base. So he's actually very fit and pretty strong guy. But the main reason I was calling, I don't know if y'all peeped this observation. I told Evan this last night. This team, even though it's Steph Curry and Draymond's team, the identity, slowly but surely, is becoming more like Jimmy Butler's. So in a weird way, it's kind of like Jimmy Butler's team because everybody's playing more like – nobody can play like Steph. Hardly nobody can play like Draymond. But you know what you can do? You can kind of more so play like Jimmy. And it seems like the younger players to even the veterans are playing like Jimmy. And to your point, Jarrett Jack and Carl Landry was key to the development and getting the Warriors, that 2012 game, I reference that all the time.
Right.
Draymond was talking hella mess to the Heat. That's the Draymond everybody remember. That's when I fell in love with Draymond. I was like, he don't even care about these people. And I loved it. He wasn't status quo. Shout out to Jarrett Jackson, shout out to Carl Landry. Shout out to Steiny.
Hey, Philmo, get this, yep. So we're at the public market
yesterday. Ask him where he was at.
It's all right. He's got some people are busy sometimes, man.
Mr. Mike.
And I met a woman who was an artist. She did some DJ. She produces beats.
Hey.
Her name's Moscone from Hunter's Point.
Okay, the point.
And I asked her if she knew you, and she said, I don't know him, but I know who he is.
Wow, Mike.
So, Philmo, you're known, man.
Look at Mike laughing.
You're known.
Hey, man, I've been outside putting in work for a lot of years.
Yeah, you have.
Man, I've been for real. So, shout out to Moscone. You feel me? And if you need solar panels and batteries, you know I work for Sunrun now. No longer AT&T. I'm wearing Sunrun.
What, Mike?
If anybody, a homeowner,
I got you
if you need some solar panels.
Mike, I used to work for them and devise the little computer on how many panels you would need on your roof, Sunrun. Hey, Mike, before you go, I never toot my own horn, but tap, tap. I'm just telling you, when we got Buddy Hield in front of us the other day, I said, they known you for your shooting, but you've been playing D. And so I asked him that. I gave him credit, and you noticed that.
Yeah, nah, for real. I swear for the last 2 months I've been trying to – because they poo-poo on his D. And I'm like, he been playing pretty good D.
He hustles. He tries,
man. Yeah, so shout out to you for that. Another people have started to acknowledge that. I'm just kind of like, I swear to God on my grandparents. I was thinking this in January. But, nah, have a nice one.
Yeah. All right, Philmo, appreciate it.
Your boy used to – how many panels you need? I hated the job. Yeah. But it was sales, Donnie.
You know what, though? That's where you're different than Jimmy Butler.
Tell me why.
Because when you don't like a job, you still go, punch the clock, and work hard. He just quits.
How long was he in Miami?
If I can't, look, this is the best time to give guys a little grief.
Yeah, no, it's all
because they're
good.
Rolling. They're
and
rolling.
Hey, right, what if I told you I don't care for Mike's point? Not, I love Mike. It'll never be Butler's team because he doesn't have enough tenure, but I get the identity. Everybody's playing like him. And Draymond, they're scrapping.
Yeah.
Draymond and GP3. Good God, what is going on? The dude hit the GP3. That's what I'm calling
him. Oh, you did
him.
That on purpose.
Yeah, Stoney, okay. What? Draymond, his offense has been unlocked. Like, who saw that coming? Boy, happy hour. They're loaded, man. I'm just telling you. However you want it. Shout out Tupac.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff happening in the Bay.
You're excited. I just want to commend you, man. You, Stoney, for the last, since Butler's been here, you've been on a bit of a high for you. I know you better than anybody, Evan, but I'm just telling you, you've been excited, but now you're like, okay, I gotta just jump on.
Yeah, now is when I gotta say, you know, back before Jimmy Butler, when I said, you know, stay the course, you never know, they can make a run. Yeah, I didn't believe it.
At 29, no, right? We're talking about 29, baby.
I mean, it was getting to the point with Butler
bad.
That they it wasn't clear they had a deal to make. before the trade deadline. And I don't, you know, clearly they had set the table with Butler and the Heat long before the trade got made. But I remember a couple days before the trading deadline, before they got Butler, there were some people out there really saying, hey, Mike Dunleavy, what's he doing?
It was getting loud.
What's Dunleavy doing?
Yes, sir.
Well,
how you like me now?
Dunleavy.
Kumo D.
Looks to have come up pretty big. Let's go to Skip is in Hayward. Hey, Skip, how you doing?
Good morning, fellas. Steiny Guru. Man, you guys, I want to say it was a pleasure meeting you guys and having a nice beer, Steiny.
Oh, this Steiny, is from last night.
You got me off the wagon. My 4 miles is right out the window. And you know what? I really appreciate just taking the time to be out at the market and meeting all these great people. All these Warrior fans that are rooting for these Warriors, man, because we remember at the beginning of the year how bad we were and how much we were playing defense. But let me say this real quick.
Okay.
Let me say this real quick. I will admit the best thing in life is to admit when you're wrong. This Jimmy Butler thing, I'm going to say I was totally wrong. Jimmy Butler came off as a diva leaving Miami.
Wow.
And please admit it. Nobody thought this was going to work out. We didn't think this marriage was going to work out, but going to the next partner, yes, this relationship works. And thank you guys. And
thank you, Skip.
You look good on TV. All right, take care.
Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it. Oh, no.
Yeah. I didn't like, Evan gave me a look.
No, that's going too far.
Liam Neeson?
The wagon ain't left yet. Nice. You can always get back on it. Don't leave out. But it was a celebration last night.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of people said I'm a better in person than on YouTube, and I agree.
Yep.
Like, something about you.
This is what you're going to do right now? This is what you're going to do right now when everybody's on cloud nine.
Yeah, right.
You're going to worry about your appearance.
No, those were utter, it doesn't capture the whole essence of the goo on the YouTube.
I'd be lying, though, if I didn't say there were three or four. Steiny, you got to ease up on Guru. I'll try.
Know the dynamic of the friendship, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you ain't going to hit nobody.
Never hit anybody in my life.
Never been in a fight.
I got punched once by Jeff Fessler when I was in seventh
that
grade.
That may constitute your 0-1.
I walked away.
Yeah,
it was a no decision because I got out of there without
Roberto Duran. You quit. No,
taking
mas.
The fall.
Yeah,
for sure.
Call it like you see it.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate that. Let's go to. Boy, we haven't even talked about Jonathan Kuminga. Let's go to Scott. Man. Scott and Hayward. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Great show. Love it. Now, Steiny, I'm trying to hack your Facebook right now. You did pretty good, so you're safe for me right now.
All righty, thank you.
Your bank account's next. But, I listen to you guys every day while I drive around making my deliveries, and the talk of the town for months has been, what is Kuminga going to do? How is he going to fit in? Oh, my God, what are we going to do about the Kuminga problem? I'm not saying you're that hyperbolic, but pretty much every show on 95.7 has been just in, I don't want to say a panic, but at least a lot of discussion about how is he going to come in and everything's great and the harmony. I loved what I saw from Kuminga last night. I saw a big, fast, strong young man who was taking it inside, driving past bigger defenders, getting boards. Kuminga certainly looks like he has a role. He certainly looks like he helps that offense. How has he not been talked about all morning? I'm shocked.
And thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
On us.
To me, we all know what Kuminga can do. It's a matter of how he's going to fit in, and obviously he fit in well last night. I've always thought it's been fair to talk about how Kuminga is going to integrate himself.
And he wasn't
thinking. And it's not over.
Yeah.
It's not over.
Well, Scott, he was just
a work
being
in progress.
Himself, and that's what advice, not that he would ask. That's all I was saying. I hope that's how he's going at it. And I lost the bet. I said the over under 15 minutes. He had 20. But Steiny, the four dunks in the second half of fourth quarter, I'm just happy for him. And now this team looks like once they get Pods back, they'll be whole, healthy, ready to go.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number, and the Golden State Warriors continue rolling. They remain in the sixth spot in the Western Conference. They got to keep winning. They got to keep winning because I don't think Minnesota's going anywhere, and I think the Clippers still have a little life left in them. The Kings, for all intent and purpose, they no factor, at least as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. Where are you at on this team? You championship? Championship or bust? You like what you see, but you still need to see more? Anybody out there not convinced at all about this team?
Barkley said he's on board. They could be dangerous.
Yeah, that what we're seeing is fool's gold. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.